This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we have a masterclass on evidence together. Once you deal with a troublesome or bully line manager, it could be a colleague sometimes. I think we've had this conversation so many times in the past, and we're discussing the importance of alerting someone that you are recording the conversation or recording them. Because really, I mean, if you record me without my consent, how does that play in all of this? It's a very important question to ask.
We know in court they say that if in any case are not really two judges, would there be a problem? I mean, I'd need a specialist to clarify that.
Yeah, so that's what we are going to be looking at this morning. We'll speak to an HR specialist. So if you have been going through some problems in the workplace, there's that troublesome or that manager or line manager that bullies you, or it could be a colleague, how should you best handle such a situation?
And this morning we are talking to HR specialist Yeki Somarima. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Morning, Paul. Morning, Complexion. I'm doing very well, and thank you for having me in your show.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. You know, for those that may not be privy or know someone that has maybe experienced bullying in the workplace, is this something that is quite prevalent in the workplace?
Yes, it's very prevalent in the workplace. Perhaps we know bullying mainly in the informal sector, because there it takes a more an express or explicit form wherein you see employees being shown at in videos and people being kicked around and dismissed without any reason. But it also happens in corporate South Africa, wherein it takes a more sophisticated shape, wherein you find that, because what is happening currently in our country, the economy is not so well, so people are finding themselves in jobs that they should rather not be doing, but are doing it for survival. And that desperation makes them very susceptible to issues of workplace bullying, because now you cannot stand up for yourself because you need the job, but the treatment is not right as well. But now you just have to stomach it because you need to be there. So it's very, very common. It does that. It might not be as reported as would want it to be, but it happens very often in the workplace.
So as an HR specialist, I mean, what are some of the evidence that I need to ensure that my case is concrete and not debatable?
Yeah, so the nice thing with South African law in terms of the employment relations is that you don't have to have concrete evidence. You just have to have evidence that is based on the balance of probability, that if it was presented to someone else, the likelihood is that you might be right. So if the scales weigh more on your favor, then you have enough to come. Because things like workplace bullying, it's not something that you can have a hard copy or a document to present, but it's something that you feel emotionally, because it's more based on treatment, because it is mainly the pattern of treatment, of mistreatment in the workplace. So for you to have that proof, you just need to simply have a list or maybe two or three incidents that you feel the decisions that were made here or the comments that were made here were targeted at me, and the aim was to actually put me down emotionally, or humiliate me, or embarrass me, or degrade, or put me in a situation where I feel maybe degraded. So once you plot that, the responsibility, unfortunately for employees, rests with the employer to prevent or protect employees from bullying. So if I report and I say, I suspect that this behavior is no longer operational, it's more personal, it's aimed at humiliating me, then the HR people need to then take it up, investigate, find the reasons. If the decisions that have been made are not reasonable, then you then have a prima facie case of a possible workplace bullying, which now must be decided on its own merit in front of the chairperson.
Yeah, but that can be very tricky in the private sector, ne? I mean, HR is for the institution.
Look, it's unfortunate that you do find HR professionals that see their role as to protect the employer.
Yeah.
A true HR professional should see their role as a referee in a match between employees and employer, ensure that the relationship there is as healthy as possible, advise the employees, advise management, but never take sides.
Yeah. So would you advise employees that feel they are being taken advantage of or bullied to have a recording application or use their phone to record this conversation? I mean, is this even taken into consideration during the actual case?
Yes, it is not. Yeah, it's not an offence to record a conversation as long as you are part of the conversation. So you can't come to my office and leave a listening device, and then you listen to my conversation with complexion, then Paul uses that against me. She needs to be there as well. That's why. So if you are going to be part of the conversation, you can by all means record. You don't need to inform the other person that I'm recording you, because recording must have at least consent of one party in the, that is part of that conversation. However, the recording itself, it must be aimed at assisting maybe a case. That's why it is very important for you when you feel that maybe the bullying is happening, report it immediately. HR normally would advise you and say, because we don't have proof, what can we do? Perhaps take your phone when next time these conversations happen, record them so that at least we have more to go by. So it's not prohibited. You can do it as long as you are a party to the conversation.
Ziyakhala ke manje. I'm currently creating space on my phone.
Oh my goodness. So, I kind of feel it.
Mara, I feel like the conversation is just directed at line managers that bully employees. Do we have situations whereby line managers are bullied by the employees?
Very often as well. Because remember, what normally happens is when it's the employees bullying a senior person, what they do is they group together, they group themselves against that particular person, and now you are directed by your employees. Any decision that you need to make, you need to ensure that they agree with it. If they don't want to do something, then you are at their mercy. So it does happen, and so it's something which, as a supervisor, you need to go back to the fact of enforcing your position or authority, but without overstepping, because where bullying happens is where people abuse their power. So employees abuse their power as a group, but a manager sometimes abuses their power as an individual, because they've been vested with that authority to make decisions. They can change your life, promote you, dismiss, or even transfer you to a different side, if that can be the case.
No, thank you so much for coming through and giving us the masterclass. And I hope that people will find it as useful as Complexion has found it. So that was HR specialist Yekiso Marima.
Don't be out here acting like Gabrielle the angel.
I'm just saying, you're the one who's going out here and saying what you're going to be creating space on your phone. So not chabu over there, because we don't know what you're recording.
You are not saying anything because you already have space on your phone.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.